Americana Bayside MRRPC Performing Arts Center on Route 54.
Mr. Chairman, this item was also deferred at the October 16th special meeting. As you recall, representatives of the project discussed plans for a performing arts center. They requested that the square area of the center not be included in the overall commercial square footage calculations. Mr. Robertson was going to do some research, and the applicant submitted a letter and a drawing. There were questions raised about the open space. I'll have unless you have any questions.
All right, we thank you. Well, Mr. Robertson, you're the man of the hour. We'll find out.
Well, went through the zoning code with regard to the RPC language, and also, because that ties back into the underlying zoning, which is MR. And basically, the zoning code doesn't specifically say whether this type of performing arts center is commercial or whether it's sort of a recreational use. I think you all have a memo from the applicant that explains it a little more detail, that it's a nonprofit organization through the Carl M. Freeman Foundation or the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation. Would not be operated as a commercial venture, and sort of based on that discussion, they're suggesting that it comes under the recreational uses that are permitted in the underlying MR zoning.
I would tend to agree with that. I think it fits more as a recreational item. Certainly, if you look at any civic center, any other place that's a performing arts venue, typically they're not the most profitable thing out there. You don't do them for money. That's why the government has to get involved so many times with the construction of those kind of facilities. And we're very fortunate here to have someone who's willing to put some facility like that in our area at no cost to the taxpayers.
One thing we did look at is they talk about theaters specifically, but that's connected more to drive-in theaters or amusement places.
Right.
That's where that definition falls.
Yeah.
And so if the commission feels that, you know, this isn't a theater or an amusement place or something along those lines, again, then it would be appropriate to come in under the permitted use for the underlying district. It should be pointed out, though, that that's based on the proposal for it to be operated as a non-profit or non-commercial facility. You know, certainly if it got converted to a movie theater or multiplex or something like that, you know, then there's
a
question as
a different
animal. And then also, too, if there's commercial uses that are sort of ancillary to it, like restaurants or any of the stores or whatever that are strictly commercials, those have to be counted towards the square footage that would apply to the original RPC.
Mr. Smith?
Those would be my thoughts, Mr. Robertson's, as well as yours, that I think it'll be an asset to the area, and it may have been something that when the ordinance was written just was not thought to be included. I see it as an amenity, and I believe that we have the power when we do the site review to look at something if it was an ancillary restaurant operation or something that we could deem it to be commercial. So any other discussion, or I'll make a motion.
I'm good.
All right. Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Americana Bayside the square area, footage area of the center to not be included in their overall commercial square footage calculation, my motion is that we act favorably upon that request.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to not include the square footage of the Performing Arts Center in the total commercial square footage allowed by the approved site plan for the Performing Arts Center. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.